having you here in this second personal growth talks on Tuesdays. Last week, I spoke about my goals and my ways of setting goals in a different way, and also shared my biggest goals for 2021. So in case you missed that talk that I did live, I saved it as an IGTV here on my account. So you can check it out later if you want to. But today I'm gonna talk 10 to 15 minutes about how to reach your goals and how you can shift your identity to make it easier to reach them instead of grinding, sweating, taking action and making it a very tough process. There's a much easier way, and that is what's involved is becoming your goals first, internalizing them. It sounds a little bit woozy-wazzy, but I'll explain it later, and I think it's pretty clear and straightforward. So today in this Instagram Live, I'm gonna share some theory about this way of goal reaching, and I'm gonna share a daily practice that I do in the morning to make reaching my goals much easier and much more fun. So first, why should you internalize your goals? Why can't you set goals for the future and then make small steps toward them and check your track your progress? The thing is, if you already familiarize yourself with how it feels to reach those goals financially, in relationships, in business, health-wise, etc., you make it so much easier for yourself to get there, because you prime your mind and your body how it feels, how it is, so you have a clear enough why, you know why you want it, because you've seen and felt the difference with now, and you actually train your mind to get there, because your mind exactly knows what it needs to go after and what it needs to create. So it gets very easy to just find the things, find the opportunities that get you closer to where you want to be, because you won the mental game first. There is also a minimization of doubts and worries, because you've seen how it feels to have that house, have that amount of money, have that kind of work. So it feels so real to you, because you visualized it with all your senses, that for your body it feels like it's already real, because your mind, your body cannot really distinguish between real events and imagined events that are super real. So you get that kind of winner mentality that goes all in on those goals. There is almost no doubt, and if there is doubt, it's super small, and your desire to get there and the clarity of where you want to be and where you want to go is so much bigger than those small worries and doubts. You actually just dwarf them. That about the theory. Then a very practical thing that I now do daily to actually dial this in is I do it in the morning when I'm still in bed. So actually don't go out of bed before I did this in a good way. I start with gratitude. So because if you want bigger things, if you want improvements, if you want to get better, then it only works if you're grateful for the things that you already have. Otherwise, what you will gain will never be enough. So I start with being grateful for small things, bigger things, myself, my life, the people around me, the food that I'm eating, the things that I'm going to do today, the things that I did yesterday. So I really try to feel grateful and name things and actually have that positive feeling. So from that feeling of gratitude, I switch over to my goals. So I start thinking of, okay, how does it feel to have that amount of money in my bank account? Or how does it feel to be in that role or to have done that big event for our business in 1 year from now? So it's not just thinking about the goals mentally, but it's feeling it emotionally and actually being there. And that already really cheers me up and gives me a great mood. And then finally, the third thing that I do is I set some intentions for the short term, just for today. Today I'm gonna enjoy my day. Today I'm gonna be very productive and efficient because I know where I'm heading. So then I get out of bed with a very clear feeling of the future. I already experienced it, grateful. And I know what my intention is for today. And usually it has something to do with, I'm gonna enjoy today. I'm gonna just feel a lot of joy in the way I'm gonna work, the way I'm gonna interact with other people, when I'm gonna do some fun stuff. So I really have primed myself in just a few minutes to know what's gonna happen today and know what's gonna happen in the coming 12 months. You can also go do it for a longer period. That's possible, of course, as well. But I do it for this year. And so I get out of bed in the morning with all those feelings. And you can do it even in 1 minute or so. But I usually take a few minutes to do it. So, let me summarize this short Insta Live. I explained another way of goal reaching. I'm not saying that you shouldn't work for your goals and take action, but it starts with winning the mental game. So knowing what you want, experiencing, feeling, and feeling that you're already there, and knowing how it feels, knowing how it looks, make it as vivid as possible. So you know exactly what you wanna reach and what you wanna get in your life. You already know exactly why. So there's a lot of fuel, a lot of desire to get there. And you can really dial this in with that morning practice, or you can do it any time of day, but I usually do it in the morning. To really dial this in and make sure you live and breathe your goals and you're grateful for what you already have. I think that combination is very strong. And then when you have this working and going on, of course you need to take action and you need to start grabbing opportunities and doing the right things, because just sitting and doing nothing won't get you there. But I will probably share a little bit more about that in the next Instagram Live, about, okay, how do I practically start with my goals and how do I evaluate and track my progress. But I really wanted to bring across this very powerful technique to already start with your goals and make it fun and become really mentally invincible to get there. If you like this approach, if you're interested in learning more, then I invite you to start, if you haven't already done it, with setting your goals. You can do it for you set goal, can set goals for years, but I would say start with your 2021 goals. Use the daily practice of gratitude and visualizing and embodying your goals already. And join next week's GrowTribute webinar about identity. So I already gave a sneak preview about it now, but I will share much more about it together with Rochelle next week, Tuesday. And also how to start with your goals on a practical level. So all this next session, longer webinar from Rochelle and myself will take place in our GrowTribute community with other people that are super committed to reach their goals and to make 2021 the best year ever. And I will share in my bio the link to the webinar and the community where it takes place. And the message that I want to end off with is make sure that setting goals and reaching goals is a fun process. It's not tough. It's not difficult. Of course, if these approaches are new to you, it might be difficult at first, but in the end it's all about using the right order. So not just starting and doing anything that comes up in your mind, but starting with, okay, what do I exactly want? How does it feel? What does it look like? Why do I want it? And then you have all the fuel and all the clarity to just go. So again, if you like this, next week, Tuesday, 1 week from now, we will dive into it and really go deep in this whole identity shift and practical action. So for now, thank you for joining me. Thank you for supporting me, and I keep you posted about this new way of goal setting and goal reaching. And don't forget to enjoy today. See you.